Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you today. For those of you who are joining us live and or on video, I'm at my cabin. I've got my Christmas tree in the back, and today's going to be a little bit different. And I just want to hang out with you guys and see if I can give some value. So today's episode is titled How Christmas in Vegas Can Grow Your Cleaning Company. I am not in Vegas, but I did spend a Christmas in Vegas, and a couple things happened that A, people love when I share, and B, have some really good insight into how to grow your cleaning company. I figured because it's I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, now would be a perfect time to share it with you. So a friend of mine when I was younger lost both of his parents in 1 year. They were older and they just passed away from sickness. It wasn't like a car accident or anything, but he lost both in 1 year, and he was really close with his parents. So he was concerned about just spending Christmas alone for the first time because he always went home. So he decided he wanted to do the most or the least Christmassy thing he could think of for Christmas and go to Vegas because I can't think of anywhere less Christmas than Vegas. And he asked me if I would go. I was single at the time and I wanted to support my buddy, and I'd never been in Vegas in Christmas. So I went. And for those of you who don't know, apparently it's a big thing in Vegas. The Persians all go to Vegas on Christmas. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it's a thing. So there's a lot of Persians in Vegas. Neither good nor bad, just a thing. And so we are there, and it felt very un-Christmassy, right? Like, I don't remember if they had like Christmas decorations and stuff in the casinos or the hotels, but it did not feel very Christmassy. So the stories I wanted to change, and by the way, for everyone live, is just sharing lots of Christmas wishes, and I appreciate it. I do want to wish a Merry Christmas to all of you, Cleaning Nation. And yes, a Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. It's okay if you celebrate Christmas or don't. We can still wish each other Merry Christmas. If you wish me a Happy Hanukkah or what else they got going, a Kwanzaa, it'll be okay. You won't offend me a bit. And hopefully you're okay with me wishing you a Merry Christmas. So there were three little tableaus I wanted to share of things that happen in Vegas that can apply the thinking, at least, to your cleaning business and how to grow it, right? So first of all, my friend JW and I were at this nightclub, I guess, which sounds weird at Christmas, but they were, and it was like, I don't know if this is exactly on Christmas, like it was in the Christmas holiday. So it might've been the day before or the day after, I'm not sure. And we saw these two Persian guys yelling at each other. And the problem was that each wanted the other one to shut up and listen, but neither of them would shut up and listen. So, and we were kind of across the room and there's a lot of noise. So we could just see him go like, bah, 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 like you just, the body language of them just like, rah, 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 rah. Then the other guy would be like, rah, 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 and they just kept yelling at each other. And finally, one of the guys just pulled his hand back and smacks the other guy across the face, which was a little odd to see. And the other guy's kind of taken aback. He takes about a half beat second and then goes, bah, 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 and goes right back to yelling at the first guy. And this goes on for a while, and there's this massive bouncer at the other end. He kind of sees this, and he's not going to put up with it in his club, I assume. So he walks over, and I can't hear what's going on because we're across the room, but I see these little Persian men kind of yelling at each other and pointing, you know, pushing fingers into each other's chest, and this big bouncer guy who's very calm, very relaxed, kind of comes up, he's just, rah, rah. I can see his body language, trying to tell him, hey guys, settle down, calm down. He's kind of got the hand, like, it's okay. And again, same thing. The guy that did the slapping waits a beat, looks up to the bouncer, and literally looked up. The guy had to be a foot taller than him. Raises his hand back just like he's going to smack him, just like the first guy. And before anything happens, this big bouncer just picks him up kind of almost horizontally. It just throws him down like a rag doll. And that was it. That was the end. There's no more bah, 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 no more fighting. That was the end of the conversation. That same evening, we were kind of just hanging out. I think I don't drink, but JW was at the bar, so I was standing next to him. This girl next to me, who I'd never met and was obviously drunk by the way she smelled, looks at me grabs my face and puts her mouth on my mouth and tries to kiss me without permission. And, you know, as a young guy, you're like, oh, that's going to be the greatest thing ever. What a cool story. How fun is that? I got to tell you, having it happen, it was not fun. If you're not expecting it, it's a complete stranger. It's a bit of an affront. I can see where girls don't like guys being so aggressive. And you expect, oh, if girls are aggressive, it's okay. I suppose, but that was not okay. I was not a big fan of that. And maybe a little sick to my stomach, some strange girl putting her tongue in my mouth. So that was kind of the second piece. And then the third piece. So this is right when Natalie and I have been married for 10 years. We were dating for four. So this is like a 15-year-old story now. Natalie and I had just started dating, right? So I was with JW and, you know, I want to support my friend. And I totally understand what he's going through with his parents. And I don't want him to have to be alone or have to go through Christmas alone. But I'm not enjoying my Christmas in Vegas so far with the slapping Persians and the kissy woman. So I was just starting to date Natalie. And I told JW, there's a really nice girl at home that maybe if I called her and bought her a plane ticket, maybe she'd come join us and this wouldn't be so crappy. And I called Natalie. And to her credit, her family celebrates on Christmas Eve. And I think I called her on Christmas Eve. She was here. She could tell you the dates. And I said, come out tomorrow. I'll pay for your plane ticket. Come on out and, save JW and I. And she's being so sweet as she is and probably young and not so bright at the time. You know, I was older and she thought I had all sorts of money and everything. And just kidding, by the way, Natalie. But I was older and she was younger. She was so sweet. She's like, sure, I'll come right out. So the next day she came out. And she told me the story. The third piece of this thing is she was riding up on the elevator. It was like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 in the morning. She's riding up on the elevator to JW in my room to meet us. And there's a woman riding down on the elevator that apparently, you know, had stayed with some other fellow, maybe for money. It was a sad kind of difference. And Natalie was like, oh my gosh, I feel a little weird. And as she walked in, just to be funny, because I think I'm hilarious and I probably wasn't, I told her I'd pay for a plane ticket, but I had money, so I just threw the money at her. So anyway, that's the story she loves to tell. And luckily, Natalie has got a great sense of humor and puts up with nonsense like that. So the reason I share all three of these ridiculous Christmas stories that aren't Christmassy at all, they're so Vegas, is just the difference of different people relating and trying to get what they want using different methodologies, right? So the Persian guys just wanted attention. They just wanted the other person to shut up and listen. And what they probably could have or should have done was shut up and listen themselves, and maybe the other person would have listened. But they went right to slapping, and it got them slammed onto the ground, and they left the club in shame. This other girl who put her tongue in my mouth, I'm assuming just wanted some sort of communication or connection on Christmas. And as opposed to just having a conversation like a regular human, and again, she's probably a little drunk. So she went to alcohol and kind of being hyper aggressive to get what she wants, and it didn't work, right? And this poor woman that was riding the elevator next to Natalie, again, I'm guessing she wanted either money or connection or something, and she went about trying to get it the wrong way. And looking back, my sweet, sweet bride was the one who, and she wasn't my bride at the time, she's just this girl I'd hardly knew. She wanted all the same things the other people did, but she just went about it a different way, right? She was just this very attractive person who just went about her life and was just, every time I talked to her or called her or interacted with her, spent time with her, she was amazing. And I always enjoyed myself with her. So as opposed to being this brash, I'm going to get what I want and jam it down your throat, she just was a sweet, amazing human being. And once I'd been kind of confronted with a bunch of brash and jam it down your throat, I was desperate to connect with someone sweet and kind. And I reached out to her. And being the sweet, amazing woman she was, she showed up and she rescued both of our weekend. And my friend got through his first Christmas without his parents. I got to spend time with Natalie. And she was just so sweet and amazing to a bunch of smelly dudes on Christmas. So the reason I share that is, when I share their story, it's so obvious how it makes sense, right? But then in business, oftentimes we act like the drunk Persians or the kissy girl or the girl in the elevator, and we try to get what we want by like forcing it or pushing it. And marketing is really a dance, right? What I would encourage you to do, and I think you're going to get massive value for, is just be there for your clients, be consistent, be who you are, find a way to give value and serve as opposed to forcing what you want. Look at me, make it about me. You know, we're constantly, when it comes to marketing, we talk about what we want to do. Call now for a free estimate. We've got all these awards. We just talk about us or what we think we want, or whatever, as opposed to really trying to understand what they're looking for and then actually serving and adding value without looking for anything in exchange, right? When we try to force it, make it happen soon, we can look like any of the three kind of little stories I told you. And it is so beautiful when companies or humans are just like, I'm here and I'm sweet and I'm loving and I'm here to give and see how I can serve. And it is so attractive. Natalie didn't have to force anything. I called her, right? The dealing with the rest of the world, and for you, dealing with the rest of your competitors, is really going to push the right people towards you, right? They're going to get turned off by that, and they're going to want to spend their time with you. And again, she wasn't even in the same state. She, you know, what are the chances this poor girl is going to come all the way to Vegas on Christmas because some dopey guy called her? So anyway, the moral of the story is, when we try to force stuff or make it happen the way we want it, we're almost never going to get what we want. Even though it feels like a more passive reactive system or situation or way to think about it, if we just look at what other people want and find ways that we can serve and give and be consistent with that, the right people are going to come to us. We're not going to have to chase. We're not going to have to beg. We're not going to have to do any weird stuff, right? So that's kind of the quick story I wanted to share with you. There's a bigger story that I'm sure most of you guys know, but I just want to take this time to share. So we spend as a team here, you know, everyone on Cleaning Nation's team all year trying to find out ways to help you men and women make more money, have the freedom that you want, be able to serve your family and your team and grow and hire and just do the amazing things that that owners of cleaning companies do in their communities. And that's important, right? I never want to make that sound small, but I feel like there's something bigger and more important that I have, and I don't really share it. I mean, if I can't share it on Christmas Eve, there's no time to share it, right? So all of us, I shouldn't say all of us, but so many of, you know, America and throughout the world, we celebrate Christmas, right? It's a holiday, but we a lot of times get into gifts and, you know, I'm guilty. I've got the Christmas tree. We've got our my little Santa. You know, it's all the like the fun Christmas stuff, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. I love all that sort of stuff. But oftentimes we forget what Christmas is about, which is, you know, it started as celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And I think we all know that. But for a lot of us, we're like, so what? Some guy was born 2,000 years ago. Seems like he was a swell guy, a nice guy, maybe knew some stuff, maybe healed some people, maybe said some wise words. But, you know, 2,000 years later, what meaning does that have for me? My belief, and actually, if you look at the words of Jesus in the Bible as recorded, he didn't claim just to come to, you know, have goodwill to all men and say some good stuff. He came claiming to be God right here with us, right? And the reason he came is, and again, these are Jesus's words, not mine, and I apologize for doing a terrible job butchering them, but he said, I am the light of the world. I am God, and I came down. All of humankind has made mistakes. We've all sinned. We've all done terrible stuff, including the jerk talking. And we can't be right with God on our own, right? We've all sinned and fallen short of the perfection that God demands to be with him. And as opposed to just sitting in heaven judging, which God has every right to do, right? And the most easily verifiable thing in the Bible is that everybody sinned, right? Like it's so easy just to look at the world and all the terrible things that go on. And we know selfishly that we've done things that aren't right to other people or whatever. So as opposed to just sitting up in heaven to judge, which God had every right to do, he said, I can't have this. I love these people and I want to be with them. And I want to be able to have a relationship with them, but I'm so perfect and so clean. I can't just have dirty, sinful people in my heaven, because then it wouldn't be heaven anymore. So he sent Jesus Christ to live a perfect life. He's the only one that never sinned, never screwed anything up. And he literally died. And God took all that wrath that he justifiably has towards humankind, and he put it on Jesus. And Jesus took it, paid the entire penalty. He was the only one able, right? We've all screwed up, so we're not perfect. We can't pay the price, but Jesus was able, and he did. And all we have to do is accept that gift. That's the gift of Christmas, right? Like there's some presents here, you know, for my son, and he's really excited about them, and they're great. We're excited to give it to him, but nothing compares to the gift of Jesus Christ coming and saying, I'm going to take all the sin that you had, and I'm going to make it right. I'm going to wipe it away. All you have to do is accept the gift, and you can have a relationship with Jesus. I'm getting goosebumps of sharing it with you guys, because this is so important. And, you know, as fun as it is to grow business and help you guys get better at all that sort of stuff, I feel like if I didn't share this, I could help everyone make so much money and all that and die and have an eternity separated from God. And that would just be awful. So if this is something that's like, holy crap, I need more. Obviously, it's a one-to-many kind of conversation. There's only so much I can do. So if in 2021, you are looking for transformation in your business and your personal life and your spiritual life, here's a couple resources. If you are looking for a spiritual transformation, like, wow, I would like to hear more about that, feel free to reach out to me personally, or you can go to peacewithgod.net. It's a great online resource to reach out and see. And again, if we don't have our spiritual lives right, our attorney right, and the big questions answered, I can help you grow your business all we want. It's not going to do you a daggum bit of good. So if you'd like more information, go to peacewithgod.net. It's not a website that we're affiliated with. I think it's a Billy Graham website, who's he's got an amazing ministry and just such cool tools. So peacewithgod.net. If you're like, I'd appreciate all that, Mike, but on top of that, I'd also like to transform my business. I am actually here on Christmas Eve. Our present to you is we are doing another live event. We had our first one, our first live event in October, that was open to all of Cleaning Nation. We had 150 people sign up, and it was amazing, so life-changing. We did it again. We're planning to do it again, and that is going to be this January. So if you were like, hey, 2021, I want to be a different year. I want to transform. I want to have it go different. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. So growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. It's all one word. We're going to spend a couple days together really diving into your business and making sure you go into 2021 with the mindset, the tools, the plan, the systems, the processes to actually make 21 the real event that you want, or the real, not the real event that you want. Sorry, I'm trying to watch the chat. Where you actually change, right? If you're kind of at the end of the year and you're like, man, if I look back at what I wanted to be, where I wanted to be, you know, at the beginning of the year, where I'm at now, I'm just not there. I haven't quite reached it. I don't want you to go, I'll just try harder next year, right? Or make some sort of excuse like, oh, well, it was COVID. There won't be COVID next year. Hopefully, God forbid, there's another COVID or COVID's still going on all of next year, but there'll be some other thing, right? Whether it's a global thing, a national thing, or just something in our house, there's always something, right? So thinking it'll just get better on its own is never going to happen. If you're like, I'm committed, I actually want to get results, and I need help, I need a plan, I need a system, I need to change my mindset, I need to do things differently, that's what it's going to take. So if you'd like our help with that, growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. We are so committed to making this work. Here's how we're doing it. I think last event, it was like $200 for a regular ticket or $400 for a VIP ticket. I'm so committed to you guys getting in and getting in, and everyone got so much, I got so much value out of the event. I was so blessed. I was like on a natural high for a week afterwards because we had so much fun and got to connect with Cleaning Nation. It was such a spectacular thing. I want you guys to have that. So to make sure there's zero excuses, the two packages we have this time, and all this is at growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. But if you just take the regular ticket, we don't charge a daggum thing. I do want to make sure there's money involved, or else no one will come and no one will do the work. So here's what you do. If you can go, put in your credit card, we charge you nothing, not a red nickel. You come to the event. If you get blown away with value, I think we're going to wait for 48 hours we'll charge everyone's card $197. Anyone that goes, I didn't get any value for any reason, we don't have to give an excuse. Just email me. Email just any support or my clinic. But hey, it sucked. I didn't like it. It wasn't worth $200. It'll be free. So we're going to put all of our money where our mouth is. Yeah, that's right. And give all the value that we can. So it's $200, but you don't have to pay a daggum thing till 2 days after the event. So you have 2 full days just to email me and go, didn't like it, wasn't worth it. But I am so confident you're going to not just get $200 worth of value. I don't want you to get $2,000 worth of value. I want you to get tens of thousands of dollars worth of value. So that's what we're doing. You can prepay your ticket for $150 and get the recordings and stuff. But anyway, I just want to do something so we could emphasize how we're willing to risk spending all the time and money and effort to blow you guys away with no risk on your part. So if you would like to change your life internally and spiritually for 2021, go to peacewithgod.net. I can't even talk. peacewithgod.net. I don't think there's anything for sale there. This is not a financial thing at all, I promise. I just truly love you guys, Cleaning Nation. I want to do the best I can to give you as much value in your lives as I can. And if you want that on the business side, growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. You can sign up right now. It's going to be amazing. Tracy and I are going to be together physically. We get to see everybody in the little screens. We pull people up and ask questions. We do role playing. It is a freaking, it's a blast, aside from really being able to have a plan put together to transform your business, we have a blast and we give you so much value. So that is our gift to you. I want to end with a very Merry Christmas and to thank each and every one of you, Cleaning Nation. My mother-in-law is with me and my family here at our house in Prescott. And she said, so what's next? Because I'm always constantly like, can I get all these new ideas and stuff? And I told her, you know, gosh, nothing. This is, I've been doing this for 6 years and this is what I feel like God put me on this earth to do. I feel like I am so blessed to be able to work with such an amazing team. For any of you guys that don't know the people, Jessica's actually just came into our team. She's on the chat. If you haven't met our team, we have such amazing people that just desperately love you guys and want to serve you guys. And you guys, the Thamerts are on. There's just so many cool, I'm just gonna have to scroll back and see who I'm missing. Cecilia. And there's just thousands of people in Cleaning Nation. I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to serve, for being the amazing people you are in your communities with your team. It is an honor to spend the time and effort to serve. All right, that said, it's Christmas Eve. I'm gonna go spend time with my family. Have a very, very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in a couple days.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and wanna see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.